Well, we may be making preparations this summer. Maybe you are having family from out of town getting together, coming over to visit. Well, I know that the sisters at Our Lady of Peace Retreat are also getting their house ready because they are getting ready to welcome people to the 48th annual Catholic Education Retreat. The theme this year, the mysterious wisdom of God. Well, no doubt it is mysterious. And joining us today is one of the wonderful speakers that you will hear if you attend. And she's also a wonderful friend of Mater Dei Radio. You listen to her every week when she shares the lives of the saints. Julie Ondurko joining us today. Thank you so much, Julie. Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. Good morning, Brenda.
Oh, it's exciting to talk to you. And I know, like I said, you're going to be part of this wonderful conference. It's been going on for so many years. And you are going to be covering, as you well should, the adventures of the saints. They had a lot to say about God's wisdom and how it's a mystery. Tell us a little bit about what your lecture is going to cover.
Well, actually, there's going to be a lecture every day, and then they have lectures every day by all the speakers, it seems. And then we get to share an evening lecture, which is quite long, maybe like a workshop with a break in between for the evening one. So I've got several, probably, 6 hours worth of lecturing here that's going to happen there. And I know that we call it a lecture, but I kind of find it just fun story sharing. It's rather engaging, and I will be talking about the saints, especially my evening lecture is when the wisdom of God doesn't make sense. That's on Tuesday evening of the conference, or the institute, I should say. And so that specifically is like when it doesn't make sense at all, and they're persevering, and those stories are so inspiring to us when we're walking in faith, because things don't make sense. And we still have to remain obedient and faithful and trusting of the Lord, and then how it all ends up working out in mysterious ways often. So that's the Tuesday. The big evening talk will be about that, like when it doesn't make sense. But all the others are just relying on the mysterious wisdom of God, adventures with the saints all through the week for the daily talk. And there are so many. I am actually still finalizing who's going to make the cut.
Oh, well, looking at the wealth of history of the Catholic Church and the saints, no doubt there are many. Julie, I want to maybe ask you about some of those, because for us living in the world, we are not God, of course, and it's difficult to maybe wrap our human minds around some of those difficult things we go through and wonder, why God? Is this happening to me? What am I supposed to learn from this? Who is one of those saints that definitely stands out that has the same troubles?
Well, I would say not a saint yet, but on his way, Blessed Carlo Acutis. He was beatified recently, and he died when he was 15. And in reading his life, what didn't make sense was that he would die so young. And in our modern age, he died, I don't know how many years ago. What's that? I don't know, 20 years ago, something like that.
Right.
He would have been 36 or 38 now if he had lived. So when he died at 15, it wasn't, it was 15 years ago or thereabouts. But anyway, so it didn't make sense in our modern age that someone should die of a medical reason that we couldn't, they couldn't get help for him. And that doesn't make any sense. And also what doesn't make sense is that he was so ready to die. He didn't want to waste a minute of his life not doing anything that wasn't in God's will, because he had so little time. He didn't know he had little time until he got close to the end of his life, and then he got the diagnosis. But he didn't know that, and he was very certain from a very young age. He didn't come from a family that was particularly, active in the church or really modeling sainthood, not like Therese or someone. He wasn't gifted that way with that kind of a environment. And here he comes. He hears the truth. He opens up. He says yes. And from a little boy, like first communion age, when his mom would take him to church or whatever, he'd always blow kisses to Jesus. Like he had this very awareness that Jesus was really present in the tabernacle. And that was the focus of his young life, was Jesus being really present. And so he promoted in the ways that he could. He was kind of a geek with a computer, and he made a website and things like this about promoting the awareness of the Eucharistic miracles. And so that was his way of evangelizing in his short life. And now that he's a blessed, I think in September, October, it'll be a year anniversary. I'm not sure the date, but he'll obviously be continuing to evangelize because that was, if you're a parent and you have a child growing up and you think, my goodness, this child could die as a teenager, and
right.
That doesn't make sense. You know, it just doesn't make any sense. Like, they're not supposed to die before us, right? Before the parents, and that's not supposed to happen, et cetera. It's kind of the wrong order of things. And yet, there's this beautiful saint who is paving the way now for the rest of us.
Oh, Julie Ondurko joining me today. Julie will be one of the speakers at the upcoming Catholic Education Retreat happening at Our Lady of Peace Retreat in Beaverton. The theme this year, the mysterious wisdom of God. Julie, you know, you were talking about the saints, and so many of them, in fact, probably all of them, really accepted their death with dignity, with almost like an open arms. And you're right, their parents kind of stand to the side going, I don't understand. But were there saints that really worked hard to also explain to us why we go through these troubles, that in their writings or in their actions that say, yes, this is a suffering, but we are going to continue to move forward?
Well, in writings and sufferings, a couple just come to mind off the top of my mind, and that would be, one would be Padre Pio, who suffered a great deal.
Sure.
And was very obedient all the way, even when he was wrongly accused within the church and by this, you know, what would be his superiors, even the Pope, who had at the time had said, you are not allowed to say the public mass. He without obedience, he was nothing, and he would embrace it at all costs. And of course, he was exonerated later, but that is a suffering. When people think of suffering like, oh, I've got, you know, a disease or an illness or something, or I've had a great loss. But there is a suffering when people see you wrongly, that they see that you're a criminal when you're a saint instead. You know, to be thought of in a bad way when you're absolutely the opposite, to me, that would be very hard to take. I mean, if you were in the news and someone had accused you of being a murderer and you got sentenced and for it and you didn't do it, it'd be like that, kind of, you know, like you're marked and you're seen badly. I think that would be one of the greatest sufferings. And yet, Blessed Bartolo, I'm not sure exactly how it's Longo, the Italian, same thing. He was really, you know, they thought he was embezzling. He built this great, I don't know if it's a cathedral, but he built this for Mary, and all these miracles and everything happened, but because of jealousy and this and that, and also, you know, especially jealousy, and sometimes within the church, Pope Leo, you know, asked him to step down from being the one in charge who had built it all. So these sorts of things that we stain on our reputation, or the way that is actually seen,
right,
or reported,
sure,
you know, as fact. These are real sufferings that I find that, like Bartolo Longo and Padre Pio, and then Catherine of Siena, the same thing.
Sure,
they
endured
this and shared that, you know, you still have to be faithful to Jesus. Like Mother Teresa had said, you know, you're not supposed to be successful. It's your faithfulness, no matter what happens. So, I mean, I paraphrased her, but yeah.
Sure. Well, Julie, we are looking forward to your upcoming conference. I am very excited to know which saints are making the list for your conferences. And I thank you so much for your time today.
Oh, thank you. And I'm looking forward to seeing everybody there, like in person. This is going to be so wonderful. It's like an in-person event. I'm glad to see that the sisters are opening up this way. God bless them.
Oh, talk about in mysterious ways. We are thankful for that. Julie, thank you so much for your time today. God bless you.
Oh, God bless you too. Bye-bye.